You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF. I'm Scott Lamar. It's estimated that 200,000 American adults are addicted to pornography, defined as a person becoming emotionally dependent on pornography to the point that it interferes with their daily life, relationships, and ability to function. Some 40 million visit porn sites online on a regular basis, and that includes both women and men. 35% of all internet downloads are related to porn. Our guest today is a porn abstinence accountability coach and leads an online porn addiction support website called Porn to Promise. We're joined by Matthew Sinkovitz. Mr. Sinkovitz, I want to thank you very much for being with us today. First of all, tell us about your own journey. Were you addicted to pornography, and how did it affect your life?
Scott, thanks very much for having me here today. It's a pleasure. So porn was a part of my life for 20 plus years, all the way from my early, 12, 13, 14, somewhere in that range, all the way up into my 30s. And there was a point in my journey, Scott, where I recognized that porn was unhealthy for me. It was affecting my relationships, my spirituality, my energy, my productivity, and even ultimately my mental health, which is when I ultimately decided to seek help for myself around this issue.
Why did you look at porn?
I think it was something that started like many young, curious kids engage in, just something that's exciting, something that's intriguing, a way to maybe explore our own sexuality. I think for a lot of people, it's a way to connect. Maybe if you're maybe less interested in, or maybe less inclined to engage socially, oftentimes porn can be a safe place to do that, or a seemingly safe place to do that. So we're drawn to it for a number of reasons, but ultimately, many people develop an addictive type relationship with it, and even compulsive.
When you say that it affected your relationships, it had an impact on your life. In what way?
Well, in regard to my relationships, oftentimes we might go to pornography and, we're spending our sexual energy there, for instance, and then not having the interest to engage with our partners intimately. For one example, for me, I noticed that pornography was very much out of integrity for me, very much out of alignment for me spiritually. I felt that porn was almost acting as a spiritual ceiling in my life and impacting the way in which I was stepping into the work I felt called to be doing in service to others. So it was affecting me there. It was affecting my sense of energy, my mental well-being, and also my productivity showing up at work.
So how did you decide to get away from porn?
I decided because it was something that was a part of my life that, key that we offer to people if they're trying to determine if pornography is healthy for them is it something that you've attempted to quit or have recognized that is unhealthy for you or something you'd like to remove for your life, but you've been unsuccessful in doing so. Maybe you said, hey, this is something that I recognize is not healthy for me or something I don't want to have as a part of my life, or I'm going to quit, but you continue to return. So for me, that was the case. Porn was something I knew was not a healthy fit for my life, and I had made many resolutions to abstain and to quit, but I continued to return to it. So I recognized it was something I needed to seek more help with.
And I've noticed that on your website that, you use words and terminology that you often associate with alcoholism or someone who is dependent on a substance, recovery, for example, or relapse. Is that what you're talking about? I mean, is it very similar?
I find it is very much similar. And we find that pornography or sex addiction has a similar effect on the brain. Just like some people might be able to manage having a couple beers on the weekend, but some people, a sip of alcohol turns into a very addictive type relationship. Porn is very much similar. Some people can manage a healthy relationship, but for some people it turns into a compulsive, toxic type relationship. So, and there are also many recovery groups out there, such as Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous, that take people through a 12-step recovery process around sex addiction. Abstinence and recovery, relapse are all very much a regular part of the conversation, Scott.
So how would you describe the website Porn to Promise?
Thanks very much, Scott. So just to clarify, it's Porn to Purpose.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. So we are an online support group of coming up on 900 men from around the world. And our work is to help men really create clarity around their own root relationship with pornography. Where did that relationship start? What are maybe some of those childhood wounds and traumas that they adopted pornography into their life around? And how have they been using pornography to cope with maybe life or just dealing with different emotions or different needs that may be coming up for them? So we help men create clarity around that. We help men come into community and get into accountability around this conversation, because for many men, it's a very lonely journey oftentimes. And we also really help men, and I think this is what really distinguishes our community, Scott, we help men really step into the men that they feel called to be. For a lot of men, pornography is very much out of integrity or out of alignment. They just know it's not a good fit for them. And a lot of men are called to be in greater levels of purpose in their own life, maybe in their community, maybe in their work, maybe in their families. So a lot of our work is helping men grow mentally, physically, spiritually into the men that they're called to be, ultimately stepping into greater levels of purpose in their own life.
I noticed that you're talking about men, and I think with Porn to Purpose that you are working almost exclusively with men. But in my research for this program, I found that there are women who are addicted, men much more so, but women that are addicted as well.
Absolutely. And that was something I see more and more as I continue to do this work, as I began digging in around this conversation early on in my journey, seeing how many of men, I've seen statistics from as many as 17 to 30% of women actually classify themselves as addicted to pornography. So we've seen those stats. And I also have many women who reach out to me on a more private note, oftentimes sharing their own personal journey with pornography. So yeah, it's very common for women as well, Scott. Mm-hmm.
As a porn abstinence accountability coach, and I only have about a minute left, how would you describe that?
So one of the key things that we help our men establish is abstinence in their journey. If they can, you know, many men have never maybe gone a day or a week or a month without pornography. So we support our men and through powerful community and accountability, getting into abstinence around pornography. When that happens, they can begin to see what life on the other side feels like. There are a lot of hidden kind of harms of pornography that we may not be aware of. So getting into accountability around it, creating abstinence, there's a correction and a healing that begins to take place. And then we support them in long-term abstinence and really creating clarity around, again, those root relationships with pornography. And if they're going to say no to porn, can we help them plug into healthier habits and behaviors that really support them in the long-term abstinence?
Matthew Sinkovitz is a porn abstinence accountability coach and leads an online porn addiction support website called Porn to Purpose. Matt, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks so much. It's an honor to be here, Scott.
I'm Scott Lamar. Have yourself a great day.